I'd never believed in idle threats. When I told someone I intended to harm them in some way, I was always prepared to back it up. I was prepared to kill Celia. I just hadn't decided yet that I would. Rather, I had decided. And now I was having second thoughts. I wasn't a man who had second thoughts. I was a man who honored my commitments, both to myself and to others. Always. That was how I'd climbed out of the depths of poverty, how I'd risen out of nowhere against all odds. I decided, and I did. Case closed. There were always obstacles to overcome. Every goal worth achieving had some unaccounted for hindrance along the way, usually showing up at the most inopportune time. That was how progress worked. Steps forward, a step back. The trick was to not get caught up in the stumble. Take a breath, find balance, then proceed. But Celia Werner wasn't just a rock on the pathway. She hadn't just tripped me up. She hadn't made me simply stumble. She was a ledge, crumbling under my hold, and no matter how I dug my fingernails into the ground at her feet, I was beginning to fear I might fall. It was possible I already had. There, in the grip of her orgasm, when she was vulnerable and real, it was impossible not to see what could be between us. I hadn't even topped her that first time. Not really. I hadn't probed into her psyche beforehand the way I normally liked. Hadn't brought her walls down. Hadn't taken her to ruin. And still I'd slipped in somehow. Slipped in behind her facade where she was unguarded and defenseless. And the authenticity of what I found there was overwhelming. It wasn't supposed to have been like that. There'd been a plan, a scheme years in the making, an improbable scheme at that, and yet everything had fallen into place, as though even the stars believed in my operation of revenge. She'd accepted my ridiculous proposal. She'd been satisfied with a prenup. She hadn't made a single bit of effort to redraft her will and trust. It had been too easy. Every obstacle on the way had been met and breached without incident.
Why did you call me that? I knew the answer, but there was a chance I could be wrong, that the nickname was a coincidence.
I've just told you I plan to kill you, and you're more concerned with the name I've given you. Fascinating indeed.
He was good. I had to give him that. I'd often held on to a ruse way past the time it should be surrendered, but never with such commitment. Never so convincing.
Just stop. You don't mean it.
Edward cocked his head slightly.
Don't I?
You don't. You're trying to scare me. But my mouth felt dry and my hands were sweaty despite the fact that I was only wearing a bikini in an air-conditioned room.
Is it working?
Yes. But what I said was,
no.
His grin widened.
That makes two of us.
He didn't need to tell me. He'd been mad before I'd even entered the room, deservedly so, after I'd pushed him all day, openly flirting with his staff. It had gotten me what I'd wanted. Him. Inside me. Unleashed and unbridled. I'd told myself I wanted him so I could win the game, but it had been a lie. I'd just wanted him. And having had him, I wanted more of him. And for the first time in years, in a decade, I could see a future for myself that didn't center around the games that Hudson had taught me so well to play, that didn't involve lies and manipulation. A future filled with instead of the nothing that had lived so long inside of me. I wanted Edward, but it was painfully clear that no matter how much he might want me back, he wouldn't allow it. I was scared, yes, but mostly hurt. I remembered this emotion. I remembered rejection. I remembered this kind of pain. I'd rather play the game.
Why did you call me that? I asked again, more sternly, as though I had power to make any demands.
So he'd made me feel things. I didn't have to acknowledge that. I knew how to be empty. I could be empty again. Edward rested his ankle on his opposite thigh. A more casual posture than I'd seen him take before, the nonchalant behavior adding to my unease.
Why did I call you that just now? Or why did I call you that before?